Let's talk to third place finisher Steve Callahan. What a run he had out there. This guy has probably the best finishing record in the Hickory Hustle, although it just never seems to be in first place where it counts for that overall championship. Steve, how do you feel about your run here at Hickory tonight? Are you happy with the car, and do you feel like you had anything left in it?
Yeah, well, congrats to Miles on another win. No, the car was pretty good. I was pretty happy with the setup all night and how practice went and everything. And I was riding behind Carl there, you know, the first part of the race, and I was trying to time the pass. I was faster than he was, but I was trying to time the pass, hoping I could, you know, get around him and then kind of pull away. But he was pushing up in four, like, every time for, like, 10 laps in a row. So I decided to stick my nose down in there, and that's the one time he didn't push up. So I ended up, you know, tapping him and getting an arrow early, and then it took a little bit to figure out what the car was going to handle like and get back into a rhythm. But by that time, you know, Miles got around me, and you got around me, and then we were just, you know, paddling it out there to the middle part of the race, and I pretty much used the car up by then, you know, trying to hang with you guys and trying to get back up there. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like you said, man, it was white knuckle the whole time, man. I'm dizzy. I'm wore out, you know. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a cool race with you guys tonight.
Steve, looked like you were able to work on the outside a couple of times out there. How surprised were you that you were able to go up there and work next to the guys that were down on the bottom?
Yeah, it was pretty much by accident. You know, I'd blow a corner, but I would just be able to tap the brake enough to, you know, keep the car off the wall and work the gas, you know. It wasn't my plan. It just kind of happened, but I couldn't hit it consistent once I figured out that I could do it. I'm wore out. I pretty much willed that car to a third tonight.
Congratulations, Steve, on a podium. I know you wanted that win, and you had a good race car tonight, but the Hickory Hustle, sometimes she's a hustler, that's for sure. Let's talk to Carl Becker out there. Carl, you led a lot of that race, said that you didn't think you were going to be able to hold everybody off. You're a former winner of this race and North Carolina Swing Champion in 2012. And you had quite the deal on your hands trying to hold everybody behind you. It did so for more laps than anybody else, led 43 laps of the race than most laps led. Did you have any car left at the point that Miles got around you, or were you just getting tired, let it slide up?
It started sighting kind of early in 3 and 4, but I think it was probably operator error that was doing that. I just knew I could hear all the motors behind me, and when Miles went around me, then the freight train went by. Everybody passed me, including Robbie, and then he and I traded places back and forth a couple of times. Yeah, I think I was turning sevens the last 10 laps or something. The car was gone. It was literally gone. So, it didn't feel quite right. But before I forget about it, congratulations, Miles. I just have to sit here and run my mouth and forget to even tell you that. Actually, I'm not quite sure how I won Desiree, but because the car hasn't really felt good all the whole swing. So, it's okay. It's fun. It might be my last year anyway. I'm getting kind of long in the tooth to be doing this, and I fear that some nights I'm kind of in everybody's way anyway. We'll have fun.
Well, let's talk to Robo. It's a good thing that he's the owner driver. It might be time to take this one back to the shop and cut it up and build a new one, huh, Rob?
No, I never had a handle on the track. I was surprised when I was catching up to the pack. I was, I don't know, like 2.5 seconds behind the leader. And I caught up. We could have thrown a blanket across all five of us. 1 second from me to the leader with three cars in between us. No one really slapping and smacking. Had an awesome run with Carl at the end of the race. And then, you know, I thought the race should have been done at lap 73, so I decided to, you know, go cheer in the front grandstands. But I'll take a top five.
Yeah, there you go. Your best finish in the Hickory Hustle ever. For what it's worth, congratulations.
Hip, hip, hooray.
I'll take it, Carl. I'll take it.
Well, we're going to wrap things up here. I'm going to rest my eyes. I got to tell you, Carl, when I went by you, my eyes were watering so bad, I was blurry when I went by you. And you can't take your hands off the wheel, wipe your eyes here. I just kept blinking and blinking and blinking and blinking.
Yeah, mine are still burning.
That deal with Steve, man, I can't tell you how stressful that was. Like, Carl's leading. I know Miles is trying to work Carl. I'm trying to work Miles. You're behind me. I don't know how close Rob is to you. And I was flipping out, man. I was like, okay, I think I got a faster car, but I'm trying to conserve the car. I don't want to damage it. I tried to keep it as clean as I could for the end of the race because I know how bad it falls off. And I'm like, this changes my strategy completely, man.
Yeah, I was like, will you guys just hate each other already?